Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Home Building Hero. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Today's topic, 2021 home ventilation trends and innovations. All right, I'm here today with Patrick Nielsen from Brone and Newtone. Patrick, welcome to The Home Building Hero. How are you today?
Great. Glad to be here.
Fantastic. So why don't you start off by telling me a little bit about who you are and your background?
Sure. My name is Pat Nielsen again. I'm the Global Technical Products Manager at Brone here. I've been with the company for 19 years now. I started out on the bath fan side and product development and bath fan marketing management. But now for the last 5 years, I've been focused kind of on, you know, trends in the industry, where the building codes are going, you know, just keeping up on where things are going. So, we're staying ahead of the curve in terms of new product development and green building trends and so on.
Fantastic. So how did you really get interested in the building industry? What kind of drew you to this industry versus anywhere else?
I mean, it's really fun industry. You know, things are always changing. You know, I mentioned green building, you know, that's, and ventilation is a great example. You know, 20, 30 years ago, if you mention home ventilation, people would think, well, that's the bath fan in my, you know, bathroom ceiling, or I guess it's the range hood in my kitchen. But, you know, things are changing so quickly. It's really going beyond that. It's not just any bath fan or any range hood. And it's not just, you know, ventilation in those two rooms in the house. It's, you know, we need to think about the whole home today and how do we ventilate the whole thing. And, you know, with homes being built so airtight. So it's just really a rapidly changing industry. And with people focused on energy efficiency and health, you know, ventilation can really tie those things together. And it's really a hot topic in the industry right now.
You're absolutely right. And I think a lot of people are thinking a lot more of that these days than they have in the past. And it's, you know, you're right. It used to just be, well, I've got a bath fan, I'm good. But now these homes have become so tight. And in some cases, there's issues because they're so tight. And so I know you guys just have been busy creating a lot of products and things. And one thing I really like about Brone, besides the fact that they're made here in Wisconsin. So right, Hartford is your main location, correct?
Right. Just a little bit northwest of Milwaukee, almost a suburb of Milwaukee. So that we have a huge manufacturing operation here with about 1,000 employees, I think. So yeah, nice and local. And we understand the northern climate here, so which helps, of course, too.
Yep, absolutely. So it's neat to be able to have, even though it's a big international company, have the local feel and have a local person here with it. So that was exciting to me. So let's start with, since you're kind of an expert in the indoor air quality area, what are some of the main challenges that you guys are seeing with some of the new homes coming out these days?
It's really, as I kind of mentioned, is the homes are built so much more tightly today. There's something called natural ventilation or infiltration. You know, you think back in the 70s and 80s, you know, our windows were, you know, so drafty, you know, you could see your curtains moving in January.
Sure. Yep.
You know, the bad news was it was terrible for energy efficiency. The good news was you're always getting fresh air in your home. And now that, you know, builders like yourself are building so tightly, you know, if we don't ventilate right, it's like we're living in a Ziploc bag and we just keep, you know, breathing that stale same stale air.
Yep.
Right. So there's kind of two pieces of ventilation. One is what they call spot or local ventilation. And that's, you know, in your bathroom, you take a shower, you want to get rid of that excessive humidity, which can cause mold and so on. You know, while you have it contained in that room in that point in time, let's have a good, powerful, quiet bath fan, an energy efficient one, and get that out of there before it spreads throughout the home. And then same in your kitchen, you know, you're frying bacon or boiling water for pasta, before all those smells and humidity can get throughout the home, let's get that plume right there while you're cooking. So you have, you know, good spot ventilation for bathrooms and kitchens. But the kind of the big topic now is the other half of it is continuous whole house ventilation. You build an extremely tight home we constantly need to be getting a lower level of stale air out and fresh air in. So, you know, people are building good health and breathing good, healthy air.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, I think an important point. And, you know, like, I like how you've kind of got it more set up as smaller features with the bath fans. And then you're talking about, you know, globally doing like a larger system. Would that be like a heat recovery ventilator? Is that kind of the direction you're talking for whole home? Or are you thinking something else there?
Yeah, exactly. That's the best way to do it. What a heat recovery ventilator do, or a kind of a sister product as an energy recovery ventilator, is...
And explain how that kind of works for people, because I think that's interesting how the product works and why does it, what does it benefit them at the end of the day?
Yeah. So the simple approach, I guess the low cost approach to this continuous ventilation, some builders will say, well, let's just run the bath fan 24 hours a day. You know, we'll pull a little bit of stale air out all the time. The downside of that is it's not very energy efficient. You know, you think in January, you paid a lot of money to heat that home in your house, and now you're just pulling it out with a heat recovery ventilator, or energy recovery ventilator. If, for instance, your size home, you go through a calculation, and if based on the number of bedrooms and the square footage of your home, you need, say, 60 CFM, that's cubic feet per minute of constant ventilation. A heat recovery ventilator will send that much out and bring 60 CFM in. But the two air streams, the magic happens in what's called a core. And the outgoing air, you know, let's use the January in Wisconsin example, all the heat, all the particulates and the bad stuff in the air are going to go through, but the heat gets absorbed in these very thin layers. You can picture a bunch of very
thin
layers.
Like a coil, basically, correct?
Exactly.
Yep.
Every other layer is either the stale air going out or fresh air coming in. So the heat and that air going out gets absorbed in this material. And then the cold air coming in kind of, you know, hot wants to go to cold and wet wants to go to dry. It's natural physics. So that cold air coming in just picks that heat right back up. Like I said, it's almost like a radiator, you know.
Yeah, and it goes through a filter too, right? So you have that cold air kind of hit a filter, get filtered out, and then it hits the coil and warms back up, and then it goes into your house, right?
Exactly.
Pretty much. Yeah.
You know, the models we sell, that they come with a pre-filter, which, you know, catches the real big stuff. And that's, you know, you can take them out and wash them. And then you can either have a MERV 8 filter or go all the way up to a MERV 13 filter is a variation, you know, if you're very concerned, or maybe you have kids with asthma and so on.
Yeah, and there's a lot of ancillary benefits besides just obviously improving the air quality in your home. That's obviously one of the main reasons, but you can kind of improve the humidity levels of the home, correct? Because most of those have like a humidistat or something with it.
Yeah, and that's where the difference between a heat recovery ventilator and an energy recovery ventilator, HRV versus ERV, comes in. An HRV only recovers that heat difference. It doesn't try to do anything with humidity. But ERVs are becoming more and more popular because, you know, you picture in July or August here, not only we want to keep the heat out, we also want to keep the humidity out. You know, if you're pumping that hot, soupy air in,
correct,
your air conditioner is going to have to work overtime. With an ERV, that core material is kind of a fibrous media, so the incoming humidity will get absorbed in it, and the outgoing air will take most of the humidity also right back out with it. So again, it's... you know, we're able to get both energy efficiency and health.
Sure. You're not starting from the bottom and working to warm all that air up or cool all that air down because of the coil and everything that you're bringing it through. So you're getting kind of the benefit, or both benefits. You're getting the fresh air and you're keeping some of the efficiency without losing it. Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, in big picture is this idea, you know, it doesn't have to cost us a lot of energy to have healthy indoor air. We can do both. We can do it very energy efficiently.
Yeah. And then that helps with other issues that people have in their home sometimes, where it's too humid and you're getting condensation on the windows and things like that. And we've talked all about that in our one episode with Pello. So we won't begrudge everyone with all the details of that one again, but certainly that's a huge benefit. And we're seeing a lot more people add them to their new homes. Let's shift gears for a minute and talk just a little bit about the bath fans. And so we talked about the bigger systems, and you guys just have a ton of products and a ton of different things. And one of the highlights for me every year is going to the International Builders Show and seeing all the new stuff that you guys come out with. And you guys are really always great about taking someone like me under your wings and walking through your whole display and showing all the cool things that you guys are working on. So we'll get to some of the new stuff that you might have in a moment, but let's talk about those bath fans a little bit more. And what are some of the things that have, changed in those over the past couple of years?
The three basics really are, power, quietness, and efficiency. So with, some of the way we design the blowers and with extremely energy efficient motors and so on, compared to years ago, our new models today are extremely powerful. And when I say that, even when they're installed, they move a lot of air. If you have a more basic economy fan, it'll have a CFM airflow rating on the box, but when you install it, it doesn't move as much as that. With today, we have very powerful motors that they can sense a bad installation and they'll overcome that. So they're more powerful than they've ever been, very quiet.
The quietness is unbelievable. I mean, a lot of these now, you're like, is this thing even working? And it's like, yeah, it's working, but you can barely even hear it run, which is what you want, right? You don't want to hear that whirling sound and, all that right. noise when you're in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You guys have done a fantastic job with that. And now most of these, are these like DC powered now? Is that how you're working those or?
Yeah, exactly. That's the new motor technology. It's really taking over and they have a few benefits. One, they're able to maintain power. They can operate more quietly and you can really, tell them exactly what you want to do. We have a number of models with humidity sensing and so on that'll sense a rise in humidity. And it can sense that someone's gotten in the shower. So even if you forgot to flip the switch on, it'll sense that. So,
and that's great because we have a lot of, as a builder, I have homeowners that do that all the time. Or we go into someone's house and they're like, yeah, my windows are, dripping with water. And you walk in the house and you're like, well, it's so humid in here. And, and they got the bathtub going and the water boiling on the stove and the aquarium and all the other, 20 plants in the sunroom. And it's like, okay, you're just generating less humidity and you're not removing any of it. So you got to be able to expunge that, right?
Right. And all that. And like I say, they're extremely efficient. An economy bath fan, maybe uses 50 plus watts. These DC motor fans that you mentioned, we're single digit watts now. We're using 7 or 8 watts. So, you don't have to be concerned about it running all day or you forget to shut it off.
Your electric bill going way up, right? Because now you run this fan all the time.
Right.
And I like the fact that you guys have all sorts of different models available. So it's not just, you can just flip a switch and have it go on. But yeah, like you mentioned, you have the humidity sensing units. You also have like ones with timers and different things. Is that correct?
Yeah. And both those, plus we have a new line of wall controls. So whether you want to have a delay off timer, so it'll run 20 more minutes after you leave to go to work. Humidity sensing as speed controls. You can have duty cycle timers where it'll run, half hour on, half hour off all day to give you some continuous ventilation. We can pretty much control the fan, motion sensing, you name it, we can control it that way.
You've got literally just about any type of fan and any type of operation that people would want because you can program it, you can have humidity sensing, walk in the bathroom, whatever works best for people's lifestyles, huh?
Right, exactly. And we really, those are kind of the basics, I guess. But the other thing we've done a great work with is, some of the fun stuff, some of the cool bells and whistles.
I was going to say, you're doing a great job because you just transitioned right into what I was going to ask you next. And that's it's not just a bath fan anymore. There's a lot of fun features. So tell us a little bit about some of the cool stuff that people can add to these fans nowadays.
Yeah, we have something called our Sensonic fan, which has really good high quality Bluetooth speaker built right into the fan. So whether you want to, listen to the news or a little music in the morning while you're getting ready, right with an app on your phone, play whatever you want. And it's very, very good quality. And because the fans are so quiet now, you're not competing with the sound of the fan.
Yeah, you wouldn't have been able to do that, 7 years ago necessarily because one, they were too loud, but then, you probably didn't have the technology, of course, to connect. So that's a neat way to do it. And it's a perfect spot to put, normally you put a speaker in the ceiling anyway. So why not connect it with your smartphone?
Yeah, now you don't have a separate Bluetooth speaker sitting on your vanity calendar. Exactly. And then the other feature we've come up with is what we call Chroma Comfort. And this is an LED light that can be any of 16 million tones. And you can have a, we have really nice wall controls to go with them, and also a phone app. So you can pick any of 24. You can just have it continuously cycle through the different colors. So it's really
kind of a way to just sort of relax in the bathroom, right? You're taking a shower or something and you want just to have some kind of lights cycle through, or you can pick a certain color and just kind of, or maybe taking a bath and you kind of have like a soft blue light. And
exactly, pick your combination. And now our latest model has both those, between the Bluetooth speaker and all the different lighting colors. It's, as someone said, it's like a party in your bathroom.
There you go. Set the mood, and people have more time these days, right? People are stuck at home a little bit more. So, you know, maybe they spend a little bit more time in the bathroom or relaxing and just kind of change the environment. That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing, since we're talking bath fans a lot, that, you know, I think is a bigger issue for people these days is obviously with COVID being out there, you know, people are more concerned about health. They're more concerned about, you know, maybe not only the air quality, but then just bacteria and the virus being on things. So I know you've got some new products out there. I know you have the Surface Shield fan. So we could talk about that a little bit, but what kind of things have you guys been innovating and doing to help with those concerns with COVID-19?
Yeah, the two key points there. One, just better ventilation in general. You know, when COVID came along, the CDC, you know, has put out guidance. You know, at first they thought it was, you know, in bigger molecules, and they said if you stay 6 feet apart, you're good. But then, you know, later last year they realized it can be in very tiny particles that can linger in the air much longer. And you know, their latest guidance says you just need good ventilation in the home. You know, you can't just count on 6 feet. It's separation. It's everywhere. So have good ventilation. So whether it be exhaust fans, H or ERV, like you talked about, you know, extremely important. And then the other piece, as you mentioned, we launched our Surface Shield product. And this has a special LED light in it that, you know, with a certain nanometer spectrum, it'll kill bacteria and viruses and so on surfaces. So, you know, whether you think your vanity, your sink, your countertop, you know, bacteria, mold, things like that, it's going to kill it. So that's been a huge new product for us. We can't make them fast enough. People are really concerned about health today.
Yep. Yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, we've, you know, when this first came out, we had a open house in the Parade of Homes, and it was, we actually put one of these in the bathroom, which was really cool. But, you know, we had somebody come in before we even opened the house up, and we had them do a UV light treatment in the whole home just to make sure there was no lingering, you know, bacteria anywhere. And then they even have product that they sprayed on the home to make sure that none of the surfaces had, you know, anything that would stick on it. But, you know, this is neat because, you know, think of people, especially if you're coming and going every day, or somebody that's maybe in the healthcare profession, you know, you can wash your hands and stuff, but you might have some of that still on your clothes. You go in the bathroom, you've got that light on. I would imagine that's got to help quite a bit, getting rid of that, you know, those contaminants.
Yeah. You think of people that they're concerned, you know, they're washing their hands. Everyone, I think even after we get past COVID, which obviously hopefully happens sooner rather than later.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'll agree with that one.
Yeah. I think people's mindsets about cleanliness of their home is, you know, permanently changed. People are always going to be more conscious of their surroundings and surfaces and so on than they were pre-COVID.
Absolutely. Is there other, you know, like I said, I feel like the bad thing with COVID this year is obviously we missed the in-person show. So I missed a lot of the new product. And that's partly why we're having you on, is to inform people. What other things have you guys been working on? What are some other new technologies or product innovations that you guys want to get out there? Because I know that you guys are always innovating. And I mean, it seems like every year you got a list of things coming out. So what other things are you guys excited about?
Yeah, the one we're very excited about is something called Overture. And what this is the first fully integrated, connected indoor air quality system. So one thing that's become very popular the last few years is, you know, you can get some relatively low cost indoor air quality monitors. You know, you can go online and for a couple $100, you know, buy some of these and put them around your home. But, you know, they'll tell you you have bad air, but obviously they don't do anything about it. So, you know, with Brohn, we make bath fans, we make range hoods, HERVs, central vacs. You know, we make all the ventilation products that can actually do something about it. So it was just natural. We came out with this smart system that it has a wall control, you know, that'll sense excessive humidity and carbon dioxide, which is a good proxy for bad stale air, and the VOCs, you know, the formaldehyde and all the cleaning products and so on you use. And then room sensors that can be in any room without a fan, and then a smart plug. So there's essentially three different pieces to it. And they'll all sense the indoor air quality in whatever room they are, communicate with each other, and turn on whatever is the nearest bath fan or range hood, or in the case when you have a whole house situation, you know, it might bump up the airflow of your HERV, your whole house system. So it's extremely smart connected system that, you know, it comes with an app, and at any point in time, you can be the other side of the country.
Phone, right?
And, yeah, you can see what your, you know, VRCs are in your home, and you can kick up your ERV system remotely.
So we really went away from, you know, the old time where you had, okay, just an individual bath fan completely on its own, to now you can have this thing almost as like a living system. It's all interconnected and all working really together at the same point, so that you can make sure your home is completely safe, ventilated properly. And air quality, I think, is one of the things that people probably don't pay enough attention to. But yet, you know, if you're getting sick all the time and things like that, it's probably something you should really look into your home to make sure that, you know, you have everything dialed in properly, correct?
Yeah. And, you know, people with respiratory issues and so on, that it just keeps growing, you know, and the EPA says our indoor air is, you know, more polluted than our outdoor air. So we really have to focus on that. That's, you know, where all our new products are going.
Wow, that's a huge statement to say that the indoor air is worse than the outdoor air.
Yeah, exactly.
That's quite a statement. But I suppose it's very true, because, you know, again, and we tell our customers this when they build a home, is that, you know, we can build, you know, we're going to build a nice, efficient home and things like that, but we can't really control the quality of the air once you're inside of it, because, you know, I don't know what you're doing with it on a day-to-day basis, and I can't make you turn on your bath fan. I can't make you, you know, get rid of that humidity, or, you know, if you're painting something and you got a bunch of chemicals in there, I can't make you open the window. And so, you know, we always tell people, just ventilate your house, make sure you're opening your windows once in a while, but you certainly can do that in a much more efficient way with all these exhaust fans and these really great systems that are out there.
That's one thing you mentioned, windows. That's something that's really changed, you know, back many years ago, decades ago, people controlled, they opened their windows a lot less, more often. Today, you know, everyone has central air, and we pretty much moderate our temperature and so on with the windows closed and let our furnace and air conditioning do all the work. And, you know, that you're trapping all indoor, same indoor air in. So we really have to make sure we're getting people good fresh air.
Absolutely. And you guys also, let's transition in a little bit to smart homes. You kind of touched on it a little bit. Obviously, a lot of these things can be operated with your smartphone now, not only the fans and the switches, but I guess tell me how that's changed in the past couple of years, and where do you see smart home technology going, especially with ventilation in the future?
Yeah, I think systems like ours are, you know, there's probably going to be more and more options that way. You know, again, it's this idea of how can we get people good, healthy indoor air and do it most efficiently. So I think where the industry is going is, you know, having monitor what's going on outside. You know, there's a lot more inputs you can feed into these systems. What climate zone are you in? What's the weather like outside today? You know, feed a lot more information into this. In some cases, utilities, you know, in California, you pay a higher rate for electricity at 3 p.m. when everyone's running their air conditioner than at nighttime. So maybe we ventilate a little more at night when rates are lower, and a little less during the day, so we don't need as many coal-fired power plants. You know, there's a lot more smart inputs we can put into these systems to make sure they're, you know, helping not only indoor air quality, but really, you know, our planet.
Sure. And again, I suppose something like that's really powerful, because you can kind of tailor make, like you mentioned, you know, that maybe there's a weather pattern coming in, it's going to, you know, bring in a lot of humidity. So maybe now, you know, it's going to kind of warn you, hey, you should close up your home, or, you know, maybe if you get the windows open or something like that. I could see where you could kind of meld all that together, so you're operating it, you know, efficiently as possible. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You know, if you know from the nearest weather station that tomorrow is going to be extremely hot and humid, or, you know, it's going to be 30 below zero, let's ventilate a little more today so we can get by with a little less tomorrow. You know, I think gotcha. This is where they, you know, there's so many ways we can make these systems more and more efficient.
I really like that. That's like a proactive approach versus a reactive approach to just, oh, I go in my house and it's way too hot in here. I got to turn the, air on right away. Right now you can plan out and say, hey, it's going to get really hot tomorrow. So we're going to make sure that we get all that moisture out of the home and that way it won't have to work so hard tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. There's so many ways. When we were talking about ERVs, I didn't mention our new product, our AI series. It has a virtual system, uses artificial intelligence, and it makes it extremely easy to install. You know, normally when you install ERV, then you have to sit there and do probes and check the pressure difference and get your airflows and get them balanced and so on. With our new smart system, you just plug it in and it'll say, here's your maximum airflow on the stale air going out. Here's your maximum airflow coming in, and you can set it for whatever you want. And it'll automatically balance. You know, it just makes the install so much faster and easier. And the inspector can just read the airflow on the display on the outside of the box and it's done, you know. Wow, compared
that's pretty interesting technology that it makes it. Yeah, I would think that's a big thing because labor is always really a challenge in our industry and making sure people understand you can have the coolest product in the world, but if people don't know how to put it in. So if you've got products like that where it can sense and determine how much volume it's putting out and things like that, and then it automatically balances itself, I think that makes a lot of sense and certainly simplifies the installation.
Right. Exactly. Faster and more accurate installation. You get it both ways.
And you guys even do some ventilation too, maybe not necessarily a bathroom, but don't you have some lights and things where it's kind of a combination of a light and a fan or a light and a ventilating or I think even like, didn't you have like a recess light that's also a vent fan?
Yeah, great point. We have recess lights that just look like, you know, a typical can light. And, you know, a lot of consumers are very, very conscious of what their ceiling looks like. So it makes, you know, good ventilation pretty much invisible from an aesthetic standpoint. And yes, in terms of fan light combinations, we have great LED lighting now, you know, different levels. You can dial it down to more of a night light type setting. We have models with heaters, you know, you can have a heat fan light, night light, you know, four different functions all in one unit. So just about any possible combination you could want. You know, you can have warm light or more cool, you know, bluer light. So it's just about any possible option you could think of.
Yeah, you can totally customize it so you can get different looks. You can ventilate in rooms that you wouldn't normally think of ventilating just by maybe putting in one of those ceiling fixtures. And it kind of has a dual purpose then, as you mentioned. So you get the lighting and you get the ventilation with it, which is pretty cool. And then you can add in the smart features to work with your phone. So that's pretty exciting stuff. So if somebody wanted to learn a little bit more about some of the different products that are available, where's the best place for them to go to find you guys?
Yeah, I'd recommend, obviously, go to our website. That is at brone-newtone.com. That's Brone, Broan-Newtone, Newtone. And, you know, all our products will be out there and some great video links and so on. So
fantastic. And if they wanted to, if you need any help with ventilation or something more specific, is there a certain place that they can go to get more specifics?
If it's not on our website, you know, we have a great technical support. You know, it's another great thing being right here in Hartford. We have some technical support people who've been manning the lines for many, many years. So if there's any questions you have that aren't on the FAQ section on our website, give us a call and they'll be able to walk you through whatever issue you might have.
Well, fantastic. Well, once again, I want to say thank you to Patrick for all your expertise on this. There's just a ton of stuff. And I feel like now I was at your booth. So I feel like I feel complete. Like I got to see some of the new stuff this year. So thank you again for joining the Home Building Hero. We appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, David.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. And before you leave, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.